Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Cal Nez Design, and hosted by Cal Nez himself.
Yate Shahasi, so Yate Ho Hashin Sare Nares Yokiv. You are listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and yes, you are listening to Cal Nez himself. Let me introduce myself. And I want to welcome each and every one of you, wherever you are. This radio broadcast, or actually this podcast, has been going on for nearly, going on 3 years now. And I'm very excited to share with you many, many different topics. You're welcome to go on to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Cal Nez, and there are pages that you can actually navigate through and find all the different stories that that we've covered. We have had many, many guests from all over the country, and but tonight is dedicated to the Maijol Dlosha. For those that are just trying to understand exactly what these stories are about, first of all, let me tell you about my personal feelings on this. I think that these stories are very, very authentic. They have a teaching role. They have a place in our culture. And at times, I know that people get them very, very confused with their own sense of spirituality, whatever tradition or whatever religion that they belong to. They tend to those mixed up. And I would advise that not to use the word myth, because I don't believe that the creation stories or the Maijol Dlosha are various parts of the Navajo culture. It's not either or. The Navajo culture and the Navajo tradition and the Maijol Dlosha, all those stories, to me, they're one and the same if you begin to explore and study. For the next few nights, I'm going to go through and read several stories and talk about the Navajo creation. And I hope that you can all join in and share your stories, which parts of the Navajo Nation. I know that Eastern Agency, Southern, Western, and Northern, they're not exactly the same. Everybody has their story, and everybody has their version. but in essence, the nucleus of the story is really about the same. So you listen to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. And two sets of stories. It's quite interesting. There's what you call the Navajo creation story, which really runs along the line of spirituality. There are many different stories. The creation stories from the time that that the Navajo people were created and to the current world that we live in. Then the other sets of stories are the coyote story. And also, there are two versions within the Navajo coyote stories. And I don't know which versions that you guys were taught. We all have at least learned something from our grandparents or our parents, or read and studied all of the various different teachings. Now, I've heard a lot of people, like I said. In fact, I was listening to somebody who actually was a political person and a political figure who actually went in there and said that they compared the Greek mythology and the Navajo mythology. Well, I don't look at this Navajo culture as a myth, or I don't look at this Navajo culture as some weird story, as I've heard people say, because we've all been conditioned to go in there and learn the Navajo culture. So I hope you can hear me, but I'm going to try to cover as much of the story tonight. As possible. So, again, tonight I welcome each and every one of you. So, I am just trying to queue up my story. Tonight, as traditional holds it, we all sit there and sit around the fire and people would actually listen, and it's late at night. And the reason why that I have heard that these stories are very, very sacred, and they are only supposed to be told at night because the stories are people listen to the entire creation story. And you go from sunset all the way till, I guess, sunrise. And it ties in with many different variations of the Navajo culture. So tonight, I would like to introduce you to Ma'i, or his name is First Scolder. What do you think that means, Scolder? And this story was told in 1956. That's about 2 years older than, it's almost about 60 years ago that the story was told. In the Navajo way, it's called Ma'i, or the coyote. And the story was told by a fellow by the name of Miller Adakai. And I'm just going to read his story, and then you're welcome to call in and share your version of the Navajo coyote story, and we'll talk about that. So here it goes. Through ideas, discussions, and plans, the holy ones created other marvelous creatures. For instance, there were the first scholars, one for each direction, representing the four-legged creatures of the earth's surface. They were created with powerful and sensitive noses, eyes, and ears that stimulated their curiosity and quickness to explore unexpected occurrences in their environment. Their habits and characters observed also stimulated the power of the human mind so that they can learn to carefully observe, pay attention, and listen carefully before responding. Traditional hane conveys the constant contribution of animals, birds, reptiles, and insects to understand the living world for the earth's surface people, noho ka'ane. Hane, or storytelling, forms a generalized concept that certain animals, birds, reptiles, and insects, carriers of messages. They stimulate curiosity to unexpected occurrence and spontaneous reaction for the earth's surface people. The Holy Ones design the living world to be less than perfect, full of challenges. And one has to observe, learn, and adjust to the ever-changing world. First scholar, or Mai, is best known as Coyote in the contemporary time, and as a spiritual guide, guardian, and messenger for the Navajo people. For instance, in case you were wondering, you've heard people talking about the coyote crossing your path. Depending on which direction the coyote crosses a person's path, a message or warning may be positive, negative, or urgent. When a coyote crosses your path traveling with the sun's pathway clockwise, the message is positive. A person should place a pinch of corn pollen on the tracks left by the coyote to receive the good message. Vice versa, when the coyote crosses your pathway, traveling counterclockwise, the message is regarded negative or urgent. A person should place a pinch of corn pollen on the track made by the coyote. In addition, request for a protection prayer to be performed within 4 days. Understanding the message depends on the characteristics and behavior of the coyote observed. There are also other messengers, such as Dotsui, spiritual guardian and messenger for the Holy One. While the light, transparent, white light, transparent, clear, radiant, characterized Dotsu and is considered to know all and represented by the morning star. Medicine people use crystal. Using crystal gazing, use Dotsu to gather information in regards to administering healing. There are many stories of the first scolder, the inquisitive one, the coyote. One story tells how first scolder took from the first man and first woman fire and bargain it for all the living beings. Soon everyone had fire. They were happy with it as they used to cook their food and keep their homes warm. First Scolder advised everyone to take good care of the fire, avoid abusing it. However, he became careless and abused it himself. Sparks from the juniper sap fascinated him, so he tied long grasses to his own tail and lit fire to the grass tied to his tail and watched it burn. He ran around amused at a trail of smoke behind him. He ran around and the community shouting, laughing, and encouraging everyone to do likewise. They did. As a result of the action, the creatures became confused, lost their sense of direction, committed adultery, killed, abused, and refused to listen to one another. Hashtejin and Dotso became angry and destroyed the first world with fire. First man, in his effort to rescue some living beings from the fire, he brought the spirit dawn to the center of the black world. First woman, first boy, and first girl did likewise with blue twilight spirit, yellow twilight spirit, and folding darkness spirit. Those that stepped on the spirit dawn, blue twilight spirit, and the spirit of the four cardinal directions were carried to the next world, which is the blue world, Nodil-Tij. For as long as the people were able to recall oral Hane, traditional Hane, like we're doing tonight, they use it to teach the children the meaning of respect, honor, as well as appreciation for the natural elements of the living world. People should not play with fire. Young children should be very careful to observe that they never use fire or abuse it. So, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. You're welcome to call in and share with us what your thoughts are. And what do these stories translate to you? The telephone number here is 347-989-0048. Again, this is Cal Nez. So I'm going to continue to read the rest of Mr. Adekai's story, 1956. Furthermore, children are encouraged to know that fire is an essential life element, first created by the Holy One, and it must be respected. To teach respect for fire, traditional elders relate to fire through kinship terms, grandfathers and grandmothers, fire. And they demonstrated using fire tenderly and with care. Fire is referred to by many names as first created bright light woman and man, emergence fire, crystal fire. Fire is recognized as sacred, living, and useful for cooking food, heating up the home, healing and nurturing the mental and physical body in certain ceremonies. For instance, fire is used to heat up rocks for the sweat lodge ceremony. Songs are constructed to patronize and honor the strength of fire to heal. Another example for using fire to heal is a mountain way chant. Fire dancers are people initiated and or healed by fire and have gained positions to use fire to heal. They are in a position to use fire to heal and yet avoid misusing it in any way. It is not acceptable to use fire for sport. Traditional teachers advise that a person not initiated by fire avoid using fire carelessly for sport, work-related, and or in healing activities. This is due to the consequences of becoming confused and losing a sense of direction. In contemporary society, special events and celebrations such as wedding, the 4th of July, New Year's and or birthday are celebrated with luminous firecrackers and various colored lights. The understatement of the elders is how respectful have, or actually I think it says have, respectful a person feels for the sacred element of life is how he or she conducts him, herself, because he or she is related to by the sacred element in the same manner as fire. Therefore, be mindful of how to use fire in the home. Now, that's the end of that story about the first scolder. And Mr. Adikai goes in there and he covers quite a bit. Now, what do you think in terms of what the story is all about? He covered many aspects of the various different from the beginning to now, and he put that how the coyote and the fire. Now, let me see if there are any people on the line. And we will try to get them on the phone and see if they have any stories. You listen to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and I really, really do appreciate it. And again, I just want to mention and say to everybody that these stories, you know, they're very, very sacred to me and to a lot of people. Because, you know, I mean, I have learned the Christian way of thinking. And I have lived in a non-Navajo family. I have studied the Christian way. And really tonight, just for those that kind of get things a little bit confused, you know, I don't look at this as either or, like I said earlier. This is not about which one is more authentic, which one has more spirituality. Just because that I am a Navajo, I have access and I have rights to be able to talk about the Navajo Ma'ijolotl'osha or the creation story. I don't know what you think, and I'd sure like to hear from you. We're going to be talking about this and many other aspects of the culture, and hopefully get into carry a conversation every night until the constellations begins to turn, because now that winter solstice has taken place, And now the nights are getting shorter and days are going to be getting longer. And they're throughout the Navajo Nation. There's stories like this that are being told traditionally. I used to, you know, I heard that you would stay up all night and stories being told. And it would not take just one night. It would take several nights. And I don't know if that was consecutive or whether that was just, you know, when everybody, of course, if everybody went about doing the Navajo stories, they wouldn't sleep for a week. So, but, you know, I do appreciate it. I do appreciate the stories. And there's a certain context to these stories. There's the humorous part of the Ma'ichol Tloshe, which is, you've heard many, where Ma'i and his Shishna Ash Ishno, which is the skunk, and also there's many adventures that he went on. But in each of those stories, which we'll get to, and I'm hoping that other people will be able to call in and share some of their stories with me. But nonetheless, I think there's an aspect to this. I mean, are those stories geared for the Navajo children or in the context of the adult? And they're very short stories. You've heard the Ma'i and the horned toad. You've heard of the Ma'i and the deer. You've heard about the Ma'i and how he had these juniper, like it says in the story. And there's another part of it where he really, really liked what these birds were doing. So he saw and he threw his eyes up. And the birds were throwing their eyes up out of their eye sockets and catching them back. So he really, really liked that. And he said, hey, you know what? I'm going to, you know, I really, really like that. And how do I learn? You know, of course, again, so he is so inquisitive that he tries to do, you know, he says, teach me, teach me. I want to do the, you know, the same thing. So they taught him. They said, you know what? You've got to be downside to this thing. He didn't listen. So he said, okay, I'll just go ahead and learn. And they taught him, and he did that. And the story goes that he kept doing that several times. But somehow he got his eyes caught in the tree. He couldn't get it down. And the birds were unwilling to help him. So, and he were able to construct, or actually he did construct an eyeball out of the sap of the juniper. And he put that into his eyes. And that's why his eyes are yellow. So, you know, there's many different stories. And then, of course, there's the Ma'ichol Tloshe, which is really part of the creation story. And then there's the creation and the emergence of the people. We'll talk about the many, many different parts of the Navajo culture, which is the actual emergence of the people from the world, from the black world, and to the world that we live in today, glittering world. So we'll talk about that, and this is just the beginning. I'm really, really looking forward to it, and I hope that you guys can call in and share this website and also share this radio show and podcast with everybody, and looking forward to this thing, because I think this is very, very important for the Navajo people, the Navajo culture, to carry this on. We must continue to do it, and it's part of us. We can't quit Navajo. Again, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and we'll do it again tomorrow night. This is Cal Nez, signing off for tonight.